The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Lots of breaking news from all across the globe, and including my backyard right here in Wisconsin. U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on a split decision. The congressional maps, the federal maps, we're using those. But the state assembly and senatorial maps, well, we got to reconsider those. They're way too supportive of black people. It's reverse racism. At least that's how Crudy would characterize the bizarre ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court today. And that kind of transitions me very nicely to other breaking news. And I felt this was very newsworthy. News being made at the confirmation hearings of Ketanji Brown Jackson. And she made news in this regard. Supreme Court nominee Jackson said she would recuse herself from a Harvard affirmative action case. Let me read from the Washington Post reporting Amy Wang, Felicia Sumnes, John Wagner, and many others. Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, President Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court, said today that if confirmed, she would recuse herself from a case examining Harvard University's admission policies. Do you think Kavanaugh would recuse, or Gorsuch, or Coney Barrett? Do you think they would ever find justification to recuse? Or maybe Clarence Thomas, let's say. Clarence Thomas, on the issue of January 6th insurrection, you know, in deference to the fact his wife was perhaps an organizer thereof and has been supportive and written letters of support of the January 6th insurrectionist. It's almost like he's conflicted and maybe should recuse. Do you think he would ever make an offer to recuse? No, we already know better, because he was the lone dissenter in the 8-1 U.S. Supreme Court ruling saying that Donald Trump could not shield his personal records using executive privilege as an excuse to hide his criminality, right? But Clarence Thomas, he was all down. It's almost like he has a similar attitude to Jenny Thomas, the aforementioned wife, you know, insurrectionist organizer sort. Anyways, contrast that with the nominee's decision and statement that she would recuse. Jackson's statement came as she sat for a second round of questioning by members of the Senate Judiciary Committee after a marathon session in which she was pressed about her judicial philosophy. Remember what that means? It means BS, folks. Judicial philosophy is Republican talk for BS. It means they've got nothing. They talk about originalism is their judicial philosophy. That's their BS pile. It's a big steaming pile. Just keep that in mind. I read on. She was pressed about her judicial philosophy, or BS, and record as a federal judge and public defender. Republican senators use their time late into Wednesday afternoon to focus on many of the same issues they were whining about on Tuesday, including accusations that Jackson had been too lenient in her sentencing as a federal trial judge. Jackson said she operated within the parameters of laws passed by Congress. You guys passed these laws, right? A lot of federal minimum sentencing guidelines. And emphasized that she had handed down tough sentences. Proceeding on Thursday, the final day of hearings will feature outside witnesses. And here's what to know. Lindsey Graham, you know Lindsey, Senator Graham from South Carolina, pressed Jackson on whether she had been too lenient on sentencing in child pornography cases, but then repeatedly interrupted her before she could give an answer. Judiciary Committee Chairman Richard Durbin eventually intervened. Shut up, Lindsey, basically was the intervention. A little bit more here. John Ossoff, you know, the Democratic senator from Georgia, asked Jackson to talk about her brother, a former police officer in Baltimore, after Republicans sought to portray Jackson as soft on crime. Yes, there's much betrayal and projection going on. A little bit more here. In response to a question by Senator Patrick Leahy, Jackson argued that a diverse judiciary increases public confidence in its decisions. Yeah, I think that's probably true. A little bit more here. Jackson, 51, has been nominated by Biden to replace Stephen Breyer, Justice Breyer, if you will, who is retiring. Breyer, 83, the High Court's oldest justice, has been a reliable liberal vote. But if I understand things correctly, Fancy Brian, Breyer was amongst the 7-2 ruling earlier today to overturn the state maps here in the state of Wisconsin. And I'm not sure why. I really am not. But I find I am encouraged and also discouraged by this newest breaking news that Jackson Brown, or Brown Jackson, my apologies, that she intends to recuse on affirmative action. Because it could be construed that she somehow was the beneficiary of affirmative action. And of course, the dog whistles, I mean, Fancy Brian, we could hear them aloud yesterday. The dog whistles, I mean, there were senators asking, and guys like Tucker Carlson, I shouldn't misconstrue, I guess I haven't heard senators specifically asking, but Tucker wanted to see her LSAT scores, her entry scores from, you know, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, when she tried to get into law school. Because they're completely relevant now, at least if you're trying to make a case that, oh, she's just the beneficiary of affirmative action. How could this otherwise brilliant genius of a legal scholar have possibly gotten into Harvard Law?
Let's just go ahead and do anchor-wide. Just do an SAT, just a standardized test for all anchors, and do it publicly, and let's shame them all. How about that? Just to see what they actually know, because we need somebody to go and actually held somebody to some sort of standard or account of some kind somewhere. And I figure maybe some standardized test like that might actually be a neutral ground to go and get them out on there.
Well, I would prefer standardized testing scores to GPA. Because, you know, I could always bone up for a test. I did pretty well in the standardized testing format. I mean, it was multiple guess, right?
Most of the
A,
time,
B,
yeah.
C, or D. I choose that one. Abacab. But I will tell you, my GPA, less noteworthy.
I was pretty good at testing. I'm pretty good at it.
You're a pretty smart guy, Fancy Brand. You're one of the smarter guys I know. You don't show it so much. You don't look like a smart guy.
Well, that's where the, I'm really good at testing, and whenever they ask me about anything, I'll have the answer. But when it comes down to doing the homework for the stuff I already learned, and you're just getting me to do busy work on that, well, I'll take the F, have a good time. It'll all even out in the end.
You did well on your aptitude testing. Application of skills? Less so. My conduct grades? Atrocious. You ever get conduct grades? That was a solid C in conduct.
Oh, I was agreeably disagreeable.
Oh, you still are. But that's why we love you here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Come back.
I don't agree.
Agree or disagree, hour two is next. And your calls could be a part. 844-967-2789.
The courts agree with us, too. What's going on in this country?
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.